Sat on the doorstep of the tiny apartment where he lived. His daddy was at work, but inside, he could hear his mommy humming softly to his baby sister. Jamie was tired and lonely. He wanted someone to play with, but his friend Debbie was playing games in the park with all the other boys and girls, and he was alone. Jamie muttered to himself,
I wish I could have fun like Debbie. She can run and play games with the other children. And she has lots of toys. She even has a puppy named Wiggles. I like when she and Wiggles come and play with me.
A little talk with Jesus makes it right, all right. A little talk with Jesus makes it right, all right. In trials of every kind, praise God I always find. A little talk with Jesus makes it right, all right. A little talk with Jesus makes it right. All right. A little talk with Jesus makes it right. All right.
He sat at his desk in the Oval Office waiting. He waited even though there was a stack of letters to sign, an email to read, a press conference to prepare for, a briefing with the cabinet to attend, a tea for an ambassador in the Rose Garden. Yes, there was a lot to do. But first, some important people were coming. Some very important people. At least, he thought they were important. That was why he kept inviting them to come to the Oval Office and talk with him. He loved to hear what was in their hearts and minds, to talk about how they felt, what they needed, and how they could help him accomplish his goal.
Mr. President, they're here, sir.
A few nights ago, a peculiar thing happened. An electrical storm caused a blackout in our neighborhood. When the lights went out, I felt my way through the darkness into the storage closet where we keep the candles for nights like this. Through the glow of a lit match, I looked up on the shelf where the candles were stored. There they were, ready in their stands, melted to various degrees by previous missions. I took my match and lit 5 of them. How they illuminated the storage room. What had been a veil of blackness suddenly radiated with soft, golden light.
Boy, it's great to have light again. If you do such a good job here in the storage closet, just wait till I get you out where you're really needed.
What if all the other fish are biting? What if all the juicy worms look mighty fine? Should I go ahead and try it? Start a seafood diet and hope it's not the end of a fishing line? What if all the crazy lures are shining? What if swimming the other way